Hi, I'm Jane. Most people know me as the reliable one, the person who always has a plan B and keeps her ducks in a row. That's probably why I fell for Mark 8 years ago. He seemed just as practical and level-headed as me. We both worked hard, saved smart, and built what I thought was a solid life together. I was organizing some paperwork in our home office when my phone buzzed. My brother Michael rarely calls during work hours, so I knew something was wrong. Hey sis, I hate asking this, but I'm in a tough spot. The insurance won't cover my back surgery, and I'm looking at $40,000 in medical bills. Let me check our emergency fund. We've been saving for years, should have enough to help. I logged into our joint account, expecting to see the usual six-figure balance. Instead, I was staring at $847.32. My hands started shaking as I checked the transaction history. Michael, I'll call you back. Multiple withdrawals over the past 3 months, each one between $15,000 and $25,000. My stomach churned as I dialed Mark's number. Hey, babe, what's up? Where's our emergency fund? A pause. Too long of a pause. Oh, that. I meant to tell you. I found this amazing investment opportunity. It's absolutely solid. You took out over $200,000 without telling me? Look, I know how you get about money. I didn't want you to worry. Trust me, it'll pay off big time. My best friend Sarah dropped by that evening, and I couldn't hold it in anymore. You're not going to believe what Mark did. She listened, then gave me an odd look. Wait a minute. Last week I showed a lakefront property to Linda and Robert. Your in-laws? What? They're buying a vacation home? They already bought it. All cash deal, around $200,000. I assumed you knew since it's in your area. The pieces clicked together. My hands balled into fists. Those manipulative... Mark's been complaining about them guilt-tripping him for years because they sacrificed everything for his education. Now I know where our money went. What are you going to do? I pulled out my laptop. First, I'm going to find out exactly what else he's been hiding. Those withdrawals looked too organized, too careful. This isn't his first time moving money around. Need help digging? Actually, yes. Can you pull the property records? I want to know every detail about that purchase. On it. And Jane, don't let him know you know about the house. Not yet. I nodded, already creating a folder labeled Evidence on my desktop. Oh, I won't. But when I'm done, they'll wish they'd never touched our savings. Sarah squeezed my shoulder. That's my girl. Let's make them regret it. My phone buzzed again. Mark texting about working late. Another lie, no doubt. I took a deep breath and typed back. No problem, honey. Time to start my investigation. The property records Sarah pulled up made my blood boil. The down payment matched our first missing withdrawal exactly. Look at these transfer dates. Every single one lines up with money disappearing from our account. And guess who handled the closing? Your mother-in-law's sister, keeping it all in the family. I dug deeper into our financials while Mark was at work dinners. Each new discovery felt like a punch to the gut. Credit card statements showed restaurant charges in the lake house area when he claimed to be working late. Time to pay your in-laws a surprise visit, Sarah suggested. I drove to their new vacation paradise, rehearsing what to say. Linda answered the door, her fake smile dropping when she saw me. Jane, what a lovely surprise. We weren't expecting. Cut the act. I know about the house and where the money came from. Robert appeared behind her. Come in, let's discuss this like adults. Our son offered to help. We didn't force him, Linda said, perched on her new designer couch. He understood our dream of having a family gathering place. With our emergency fund? Money we spent years saving? Mark insisted. Said you wouldn't mind since you're always so... generous. The doorbell interrupted our confrontation. Amanda, Mark's younger sister, walked in and froze, seeing me there. Well, this is awkward. Amanda, did you know about this? She glanced at her parents, then straightened her spine. Know about it? This is their signature move. They pulled the same thing with my college fund. Convinced Mark to loan them the money for their first investment property. Amanda, that's enough. Linda snapped. No, it's not. They've been playing this game for years. Guilt-tripping, manipulating, always having an emergency that only money can fix. Back home, I went through every account statement again. That's when I found it. A hidden PayPal linked to our joint checking. Regular payments to an account labeled Family Support Fund. My phone pinged. Mark again. Hey babe, might need to tap our savings again. Mom and Dad are talking about renovating. Before I could respond, another message popped up from Amanda. Check his Dropbox. Password is Mom's birthday. He keeps all their loan agreements there. My hands shook as I logged in. Dozens of folders appeared. Mom's business venture, Dad's medical bills, property investments. Each one detailed thousands more that Mark had promised them. Just found something interesting, Sarah texted. Your mother-in-law's already listing the lake house for seasonal rentals, using your husband's email address for bookings. I created a new folder. Legal evidence. They had no idea what was coming. Bew blouse. The one with the perfect pocket for my phone's voice recorder app. Amanda met me before the gathering, handing me a stack of papers. Found these in Mom's filing cabinet. Every guilt trip, every manipulation from the past 20 years. Even the contract where they made Mark sign over his inheritance from Grandma. Ready to do this? Born ready. They can't keep destroying our lives. The lake house deck was crowded with family and Mark's business partners. Exactly as planned. Linda was in her element, showing off her renovation mood board. We're thinking of adding a boat dock. Mark, honey, you mentioned helping with the contractor costs? Of course, Mom. Whatever you need. Actually, I spoke up. Let's talk about where that money's really coming from. The deck went quiet. Mark's business partner Tom looked up from his phone. What do you mean, Jane? Show them, Amanda. She spread the documents across the patio table. Mom, Dad, want to explain why Mark's signature is on all these loan agreements? Or why you made him drain his inheritance? Those are private family matters, Robert sputtered. Private like the $50,000 from the company account last month? I pulled out my phone, playing the recorded conversation from their living room. Linda's voice filled the air. Just move it from the business account. No one checks those details. Tom stood up, face red. Mark, is this true? You've been taking company funds? I can explain. The police might be interested in that explanation too, Michael added. Especially the part about hiding assets during tax season. Linda tried damage control. We're family. Everything we did was for family. Family? Amanda laughed. You mean your retirement fund? Your vacation home? Your renovations? Mark, how could you? His other partner, Steve, looked disgusted. We trusted you with the books. I had to help them. They're my parents. And I'm your wife. Those were our savings. Our future. Linda grabbed my arm. You ungrateful little... Don't touch me. By the way, those rental bookings you set up using Mark's email? I've got those too. Tax fraud's a serious thing. Tom was already on his phone. I'm calling an emergency board meeting. Mark, don't leave town. I watched their perfect family facade crumble. Amanda stood beside me, finally free of their manipulation. The mood board flew off the table, scattering their renovation dreams across the deck. The fallout happened faster than anyone expected. Word spread through the country club where Linda and Robert loved bragging about their lake house. Their social circle shrank overnight. Did you see? They canceled the annual charity gala committee meeting? Sarah scrolled through her phone. Apparently, nobody wanted Linda in charge of the finances anymore. Can't blame them. Hey, speaking of finances, got some interesting news from the lake house inspector. Major foundation issues. The whole place is basically sinking, Amanda chimed in. Mom and Dad's dream house is turning into a money pit. They can't even sell it now. Mark tried damage control at his company, but it was too late. Tom called an emergency meeting of all investors. You've left us no choice. The partnership is dissolved, effective immediately. You can't do this to me. I built this company. You stole from this company. Be grateful we're not pressing charges. My lawyer slid the legal separation papers across her desk. This protects your assets going forward. He can't touch any of your accounts. What about his parents? Can they try to claim anything? Not after I filed those tax fraud reports. They'll be too busy dealing with the IRS. Mark showed up at our house that evening, looking desperate. Babe, please, I know I messed up, but they're my parents. Were those your parents' names on our marriage certificate? On our joint accounts? On our emergency fund? I'll make it right. I promise. Like you promised last month that the money was in a solid investment? Amanda walked in, carrying a box of her childhood photos. Found these at Mom and Dad's. Guess what was hidden in the albums? More loan agreements going back to high school? Amanda, you don't understand. No, you don't understand. It's over. The manipulation, the guilt trips, the financial abuse, we're done. My phone buzzed. Sarah sending photos of the lake house. Massive cracks spreading across the foundation. Water damage everywhere. Linda and Robert's retirement dream crumbling literally and figuratively. The contractor estimates at least $300,000 in repairs. Michael reviewed the report. Karma's got a sense of humor. Mark made one last attempt. What about counseling? We could save it for your bankruptcy lawyer. I heard the business assets are frozen. I watched him leave, shoulders slumped, no fight left. Amanda squeezed my hand. Mom's calling everyone, crying about how ungrateful we are. Nobody's buying it anymore. Their reputation's shot. Dad can't even show his face at the golf club, Sarah added. Looking around at my support network, Sarah, Michael, Amanda, I felt stronger than ever. You know what? Let them keep the sinking lake house. I've got something better. What's that? Freedom and a really good savings account, in my name only. What would you do if you discovered your spouse had been secretly funneling your life savings to their family for years? Would you expose everything immediately or take the strategic approach like Jane did to gather evidence first? Share your thoughts in the comments. I'm really curious to hear what different steps you might take in this situation. Sometimes the hardest betrayals come from those closest to us. If you enjoyed this story of justice served and want to hear more like it, hit that subscribe button and ring the notification bell. New stories of karma and consequences every week. Like and share if you think Mark and his parents got what they deserved. Let me know below. Would you have handled it differently than Jane did?